Dictation for Duane, D-U-A-N-E, Giles, G-I-L-E-S, October 7:45. Address as a letter to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Strom, consultation for Mr. Giles with abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife. As you are aware, multiple myeloma, status post autologous stem cell transplantation on chronic immunosuppressants, follows with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, as well as Carmanos brothers, Dr. Uberti, U, B as in boy, E-R-T-I. According to wife, they are aware about kidney problems for a period of time. He has some chronic mild tally dysphagia, at least for the last 1 year. However, weight and appetite is stable. Denies vomiting, has chronic diarrhea, in part related to medication Revlimid, R-E-V as in Victor, L-I-M-I-D, is 1 or 2 bowel movements, not more than that, no bleeding, occasionally hemorrhoids, no abdominal discomfort, has frequency nocturia, no cloudiness of blood, presently seeing urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. No further procedures are indicated. No gross edema. He's a farmer, keeps himself active. Has chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Multiple skin cancer follows with Dr. Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R. Supposed to be wearing protecting ultraviolet creams. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies dyspnea, PND, no oxygen inhalers, sleep apnea, no bruises of the skin, no bleeding nose gums, no fever headaches, no new bone or joint tenderness. Next paragraph, the past medical history for multiple myeloma, prior bone lytic lesions, treated with Velcade, V-E-L-C-A-D-E, 2015. The bone marrow transplant was done also 2015 on Revlimid, diarrhea as indicated above. Prior use of steroids and Zometa, Z-O-M-E-T-A. Denies, has atrial fibrillation anticoagulated, denies given thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or heart problems, question memory issues, no chronic liver disease, denies blood transfusion, does have hypertension, hyperlipidemia, enlargement of the prostate, bilateral osteonecrosis of the hip, requiring right-sided total hip replacement. Next paragraph, surgeries included tonsils adenoids, retinal detachment, traumatic on the left-sided, the bone marrow transplant, right-sided total hip replacement, bilateral cataract surgery, surgery for repair, right-hand Dupuytren's, D-U-P-U-Y-T-R-E-N, multiple skin cancers. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include Eliquis, Lipitor, Losartan, Diltiazem, Prilosec, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Calcium, Thyroid Replacement, Revlimid, B12, Magnesium, was on Flomax and Gabapentin. Next paragraph, prior smoker, 10 years or less, discontinued 1969, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, family history, brother was on dialysis, hypertension. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 166, height 71 inches. Blood pressure is high, 190/72 on the right, repeat 194/70. On the left side, 180/74. Decreased hearing, no respiratory distress, multiple skin lesions, hypochromic from prior treatments, skin cancer, normal eye movements, normal speech, no palpable lymph nodes, no palpable thyroid, no localized rhalwisses, no consolidation pleural effusion, has a loud diastolic aortic insufficiency murmur, no evidence of right now arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, masses, no palpable liver spleen. There is bilateral femoral bruits, popliteal pulses is strong, other ones palpable but decreased, no ischemic changes or gangrene, no edema, no gross focal motor deficits. That's how the Dupuytren changes bilateral hands with prior surgery on the right side. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries available are from October. Normal platelet count. Hematocrit of 38. Suppress IgM levels, normal IgG, IgA, chronic elevation kappa and lambda, no monoclonal protein on immunoelectrophoresis, minor increase of PSA, a total of 8.18, back in August, creatinine 1.6, normal sodium potassium acid base, has low protein, low albumin, orated calcium will be normal, liver function test not elevated, GFR 42 stage 3, a normal glucose. Back in September, creatinine 1.5. October this year, creatinine 2 for a GFR 33. Another October 1.7. Next paragraph. I call the office of Dr. Watson, cardiology, because of my physical findings of the aortic insufficiency. The echocardiogram from November a year ago, 2021, that shows preserved ejection fraction, there is moderate aortic insufficiency, next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Duane has evidence of progressive renal failure. With severe systolic hypertension of the elderly. With physical findings of atherosclerosis. I'm more concerned about hypertensive nephrosclerosis and potentially renal artery stenosis than the underlying multiple myeloma, which has been well controlled. We will do a kidney ultrasound and arterial Doppler. Indirectly, the ultrasound is going to tell us if there is any obstruction or urinary retention given his symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. We see what the urine shows in terms of activity for blood protein or cells. He is not symptomatic with uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary embolism, pulmonary edema. Blood pressure needs better control. We will check it at home before we adjust medications. He will remain with the present dose of diltiazem for atrial fibrillation, as well as anticoagulation with Eliquis. Presently on full dose of losartan, up to 100 milligrams, not on any anti-inflammatory agents. Update chemistries. Plan to see him back. End of dictation.